From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. While the Secretary of Defense is struggling to control the scandal over the abuse of prisoners in Iraq, he's got another explosive issue to deal with, sexual assaults within the military. More than 100 women have returned from war duty in the Middle East and Afghanistan and reported being attacked by servicemen. Army Chief of Staff General Peter Shoemaker talked about the issue at a Senate hearing in February.
We're addressing it very aggressively. It is a chain of command issue. It is a leadership issue. It's a discipline issue.
Last month, a task force completed a report on the military's response to this problem. The results have not yet been released. NPR's John Burnett reports.
A good soldier sucks it up. A good soldier salutes smartly and charges up the hill. A good female soldier puts up with sexual assault as though it were an occupational hazard. That was the message Private First Class Susan Upchurch felt she received after she was raped by a fellow soldier.
When I reported this crime, the female sergeant that I reported it to told me not to report the crime, that there was too much red tape. Forget about it. Keep telling yourself it didn't happen and be a soldier.
Upchurch was a refueler with the 501st Forward Support Battalion of the 1st Armored Division stationed in Friedberg, Germany. She says her assailant, Specialist Alexandro Jones, came to her dorm room the night of June 10, 2002, and when she let him in, he raped her. 7 days later, Upchurch ignored her sergeant's advice and reported the rape to the Criminal Investigation Division.
That's when all the harassment started. The command would tell me that it was my fault. One of the soldiers said to me that she thought that she should go up and just ask somebody to rape her so that she could get out of the military.
According to military investigative and medical records, Upchurch did not receive immediate medical treatment as she was supposed to. Instead, she was made to perform a fitness test and a firing exercise. She began to grow distraught, depressed, and suicidal when the rapist was moved into the same barracks. This after he had already signed a statement admitting the sexual assault.
I believe that the post-traumatic stress disorder not only was caused by the rape, but had become chronic because of the harassment. In having to see him every day when he could have easily been moved, there was a post 20 miles away.
Efforts to contact her commanding officer, who's now deployed in Iraq, were unsuccessful. Last January, Susan Upchurch received an honorable discharge from the Army. She now lives with her parents in her hometown of Paragould, Arkansas, where she receives counseling at a Veterans Affairs hospital. Though Alexandro Jones recanted his confession and pled not guilty, a court-martial panel convicted him of rape and sodomy, stripped him of all rank, and sentenced him to 15 years at Fort Leavenworth.
I feel very lucky. I think if I hadn't pushed as hard as I had pushed, he wouldn't be in prison. They would have swept it under the rug.
Data about sexual assault in the military shows that Susan Upchurch's story is unusual. First, because she persevered, and second, because her assailant was punished. In a Veterans Affairs survey published last year, 3/4 of the female respondents who said they were raped said they did not report the incident to a ranking officer. And an analysis of Army records by the Denver Post last year showed that over the past 10 years, twice as many accused sex offenders were given administrative punishment as were court-martialed. Terry Spar Nelson is a therapist in Oxford, Ohio, who's worked with hundreds of military sexual trauma survivors.
When someone is injured in the line of duty during a war, we give them a Purple Heart. When a woman has been sexually assaulted in the military in the line of duty, she's fortunate enough to get any kind of care or response, but oftentimes she is negated or demeaned or called a liar or called crazy.
In June 1991, during the Persian Gulf War, Staff Sergeant Sharon Mixon was a National Guard medic deployed in Dhahran, Saudi Arabia. One night, she says she was gang-raped in the barracks by 6 soldiers who she believes gave her Kool-Aid laced with a date rape drug. Afterwards, she says she told a military policeman about the rape, and he responded, "That's what you get for being a woman in a war zone." So Mixon decided not to report it to her commander, thinking,
"If I don't say anything about it, then I can lie to myself and say that it didn't happen." And I honestly had this thought that women are just now being accepted into the military, and if this gets big, that nobody's going to respect the military anymore and no women will ever be able to join. So there was actually this misplaced loyalty even then that kept me from opening my mouth. And of course, I was ashamed.
There is disagreement over the frequency of sexual assault in the military. The Department of Defense asserts that from 1995 to 2002, reports of rape among female service members dropped from 6% to 3%. Dubious of the DOD's numbers, women's advocates put more stock in the Veterans Affairs study, in which nearly a third of women seeking care from the VA reported a rape or attempted rape. When sex scandals erupt, the services usually take action. They form task forces, set up sexual assault hotlines, appoint women's advocates, and send officers to training in gender violence prevention. But Representative Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat from New York who's spoken out for female veterans, says the Pentagon has not done near enough.
I have 18 reports in the past 16 years that I have found on sexual assault in the military. They all have suggestions of how to fix the problem, yet it appears that nothing seems to happen.
Part of the problem is the military justice system, where officers with no judicial training decide whether a criminal complaint goes to trial.
Both the joy and the curse of military justice is that it is left to the discretion of the commander.
Retired Brigadier General David Broms is the former senior lawyer for the U.S. Marine Corps.
I do not believe that there is a systematic attempt to treat sexual assault as a minor business worthy only of a slap in the wrist. I think the issue is that we don't know how to investigate sexual assault.
Studies show that sexual assault in the military often occurs in the same way that it does in college dorms, when young men and women live in close quarters and alcohol is present. Research also shows that sexual assault is more likely to occur in a military barracks where the commander condones a sexualized atmosphere. In the two cases in this report, Susan Upchurch says during basic training, her sergeant allowed a soldier to masturbate repeatedly in front of female troops. And Sharon Mixon says when she refused to have sex with her major, he put her on latrine detail. As director of the National Center on Domestic and Sexual Violence, Executive Director Deborah Tucker has consulted for the military branches on their response to sexual assault.
The military does not recognize that discriminatory remarks, sexist jokes, harassing behavior is necessarily connected to sexual violence. They see these things as very separate matters. That's why they're having such a problem.
Finally, sexual violence that happens between male and female soldiers fighting together under the same flag inflicts an additional wound, says Sharon Mixon.
It's a betrayal anytime you're assaulted and you're raped. It takes part of your soul that you will never, ever get back. But when it is by people that you're supposed to trust with your life, there's a betrayal that other people just cannot comprehend. And that's something that magnifies the whole trauma.
Advocates for rape survivors say what's needed is a fundamental change in the culture of the armed forces. As models, they point to the huge strides the military has made eradicating racism and reducing drunk driving. They hope with the completion of the latest report on sexual assault, the military will finally get serious about rape in its ranks. John Burnett, NPR News.